Candace Ganger joins me by phone tonight. She's one of our fine Ohio authors of young adult fiction. She's an author in her own right, as well as a ghostwriter and a contributor to sites including Teen Vogue and Hello Giggles. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest novel titled Six Goodbyes We Never Said. Candace, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me.
So in Six Goodbyes We Never Said, we meet two young adult characters. Certainly each is unique, but they have something major in common, which is loss. So I would like for you to tell us about each of these, and let's start with Naima, please.
Naima is very much me. She is the essence of all of my darkness and all of my light. She has just lost the most important person in her entire world, which is her father. He's a Marine who was killed overseas, but she never got over him leaving in the first place. Her mother died at birth, and so loss is just very much a part of her, and she never learned how to cope or how to deal with those losses. And Andrew Brickman, the other, he lost both of his parents in a car accident. So both characters are dealing with and navigating grief very differently. They both have different ways of interacting with people and trying to figure out where they fit in their world without the most important people to them.
So tell us a little bit about how each presents themselves to the world. You know, if we were to meet Naima, what would we think of her? What would we experience of her?
Well, she is very unlikable. I'm getting a lot of people have a very harsh first impression of her, but she's hard on the exterior for the reasons I said. She doesn't know how to be open and vulnerable to people because she's afraid of being hurt. So she comes off very brash. She tells it like it is. She's not afraid to hurt people's feelings. But to peel back her layers and get a sense of why she's hurting and where she came from and her hopes and her dreams, you don't really find that out until you're going through the course of the book through Dew Brickman, because she doesn't open up to people. Dew, on the other hand, he is the complete opposite. He has gone through so much loss himself, but his parents raised him to be optimistic and to look for the hope and the silver lining. So sort of the juxtaposition of both of them, I think, represent a lot of people who find themselves in the middle of both of those extremities. I mean, at least myself, I am very much Naima, where I'm closed off on the surface. But once you get to know me, you see that there's a lot more there.
Well, both of them end up in the same spot, so to speak, in terms of location. Yeah. So why is Naima there? What's changing in her life in terms of where she lives?
Well, because her father passed and he remarried, so her stepmom lives in Albany on the base housing, and she doesn't have a great relationship with her. She never took to her. She's not her mother. She's very defiant with her and has always sort of resented her, thinking that that's why her dad kept re-enlisting, because he couldn't bear to be there. And Naima doesn't want to live with her stepmother anymore. So she goes to Indiana to live with her grandparents. They've been surrogate parents. Every time her dad went back to fight overseas, they were the ones who essentially raised her. They were mom and dad. So that's where she feels like she can be herself. She can heal. She can be weird. She can just be herself, and she's not going to be judged there.
And then how about Dew?
So Dew came from another part of Indiana, and his foster parents went through quite a bit to adopt him. He had some issues in his previous school where he was being bullied for his social anxiety and being so different. And he was told that they moved because his foster father had a job transfer, but they actually moved to protect him because they wanted to make sure that he had a better start in his new life. So they ended up moving next door to Naima's grandparents.
So I think that one of the interesting things about your book is that the author's note actually precedes the novel. And we're always reminded as readers not to presume autobiography in a work of fiction. But you're very open and generous, as you have been tonight, in that you share some of the challenges of these young adults you're writing about. So I'm wondering what it's like to write about them. You know, one of the things you put in the author's note is you placed it there so that the book wasn't a trigger for readers. So talk more about the OCD, the social anxieties that you're exploring in the book, and what writing about them is like for you.
So I live with these disorders. Both Du and Naima are different versions of my disorders. They're sort of personified through them. I've been writing about mental health awareness, suicide prevention for many, many years. I talk about my disorders so that others feel less alone. The more we talk about them, the less scary they are. And in the book, Naima more specifically deals with major depression. She has OCD. I have OCD. She has PTSD. I have PTSD. The way she copes with things may look bizarre to someone else. This is my way of helping people understand what these disorders really look like past the stereotypes. It's not just being clean. It's not just being organized. They're very intricate and they're different to each person. So it's a window into basically what my life is like, because people have so many assumptions about mental illness, what it looks like. Oftentimes they're cast aside, they're outliers, they're not understood. So this was my way of helping people see that they're real people, and especially when you're a teen going through it and, you know, your peers are already going through other stuff too, and they don't understand and they bully. I went through that as well. So I talk about as much as I can. I have a 12-year-old daughter. She's getting ready to, you know, be those ages. And I don't want anybody to be afraid to say, hey, I'm not okay, or hey, I'm depressed, or this is what I'm going through, because there's people out there who understand.
Thank you for giving us an inside look at an understanding about living with OCD and anxiety disorders through this novel that you've written for young adults. Thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
We wish you well.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Candace Ganger about her latest book. It is titled Six Goodbyes We Never Said. And you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. You can visit with Candace herself at Joseph Beth on September 25th. I'm Barbara Gray.